Yo, what's up, podcast users? I'm gonna take y'all into kind of a smaller meeting slash discussion in regards to the importance of running a business on Instagram and the importance of Instagram ads. So hope y'all enjoy it, get some gems out of it. It's some raw audio. So hope y'all enjoy it. Sure. Take note, take flight. It's flight, flight school. I told you humans could fly.
Do you have a charger I can use right now, just for right now?
Oh yeah, let me think about it. I think I do. Usually I carry a charger. Usually. I don't know if I do, though.
You should have mine.
Yeah, I got it. And that means you're staying here for 10, 15 minutes then. I don't know. I don't think you have. Nah, they're using that one. You might have to put it a little bit further than you. Or put it on to your... Oh, yeah, you don't have your laptop.
My speaker's in the thing. Yeah, my laptop's on.
Oh, just do your speaker. Oh, chill.
Oh, that's okay.
No, you're good?
Yeah,
you
could
put it a little bit further than you. Over there. But you won't be able to text while you're on it.
I know. Don't you?
Yeah, just put it a little bit further. Or ask somebody. No? Nothing? Okay.
Yeah, that way I have my phone charged.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. That what?
Let me keep my nice pen.
Oh. So basically, the format it, so how it works, you have to have a business page to do it. So that's why I got to create both of the MJ Remix pages.
Yeah.
It's available on Instagram so far. I haven't tried it on Facebook. And the reason being, so on average, what I want to do with ads, I want to do a Monday through Thursday. So at least $15 to $20. That can reach an estimate of 1,200 to 2,000 people. And that's like the minimum, man. Like, if you have a good money day, you would have to be willing to try to invest a little bit more just so we can reach.
Yeah.
And like what I said, it would just be both of us investing in those ads. These are very crucial to reach to people. I do that a lot so I can reach my clientele online, and that's how I continue to get my own shows now. It's not the only way, but it definitely works. It just highlights you as a professional. Facebook is a little bit more expensive, so maybe we'll limit $20 on each one. But Facebook won't give us as much of a reach for $20, just because it's the biggest platform for ads. Facebook has currently the most people on there, more than Instagram too, because Instagram's a little bit more difficult to use. Facebook for $20 can probably reach from Monday to Thursday. Maybe 800, maybe people, 800 to 1,000.
Okay.
Instagram could almost hit 2,300 if we do that.
Dude, that's for a week, right? So $20 a week?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for a week. And this does add up. Ads do add up. Sounds fun. Ads do very much add up, and we definitely want at least Monday through Thursday. That's me being nice. The reason why, because weekends, a lot of people go out. A lot of people are not really online as much. Saturday during the day, yeah, before they actually go out again. But I think for ads traffic, we would need that. Where we will be leading them is also a question. The main thing I'm thinking is to lead them back to the actual MJ Remix profile. Or we lead them to the ticket sales. The thing is with that, it's kind of risky either way. If we lead them just to the MJ Remix profile, we don't really get to sell them anything. But if we sell too fast, I think nobody's going to want to click all the time. Like, hey, tickets on sale now, you know, like that type of stuff doesn't really convert a lot of sales. You know what I'm saying? So we got to figure out like more welcoming type of promotion? Because basically, two sentences tops is what we need. So that's why I'll need you right now for an idea of that. Like, hey, like San Antonio. We definitely need to put San Antonio because that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And it makes it more relatable relationship, you know. We can't just put like, oh, MJ tickets on sale, you know, because that's they don't know where, they don't know what's going on. First sentence, San Antonio, Texas, we have MJ Remix, or however you would want to try to help me word that. So maybe right now we can think of something like that. Like we need like a sentence or two. But it needs to start with San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah. San Antonio, Texas.
Like San Antonio, Texas, fans of Michael Jackson, or like, are you a fan of Mike? Or something. Or San Antonio, Texas, we have an original production. I think that's still not going to hit them. I think the two jabs to the mouth would be San Antonio, Texas, fans of Michael Jackson, or like fans of Michael Jackson, like we're asking a question, like, are you a fan of Michael Jackson? Or fans of Michael Jackson, ! We got some, you know, original.
This is it.
This is it? So San Antonio, Texas, fans of Michael Jackson, this is it.
An
MJ Remix production, or you sure you want to use that term though? You sure you want to use that term?
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to be funny with the
San Antonio, Texas. I'll put MJ for now, but I'll put Michael Jackson on there. Michael Jackson fans, this is it. And then what? That'll be that's the attention getter. Now it's what? Now it's the meat, some meat.
The official original.
The official, official original is to me.
The original.
An original production.
A one of a kind Michael Jackson.
A one of a kind.
Never duplicated. Fucking.
We definitely want to use like an MJ dedication with a twist or something.
Yeah. You know,
we have to say something like that after what you're trying to say. For the first time ever, a Michael Jackson dedication with a twist.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, for the first time. Or with the shape, with the twist. Yeah, with the twist is better. With the spin-off, a spin-off. Nah, not a spin-off, right. I'm trying to get that remix. You know how a remix is kind of like you're mixing with a spin-off. Or, okay, I'll just put a Michael Jackson.
Dedication.
What did I say after that?
With the spin-off?
Nah, spin-offs is like more like an off
remix.
Like that Bruce Lee movie, the prequel, the one that we saw. That's like a spin-off movie. You know what I'm saying? That's what spin-off is. It's kind of like,
like
a prequel, or it's kind of like a, like it has to do with the movie, but it's not really dealing with the production. You know what I'm saying? So the spin-offs mean like, not really. This is it. A Michael Jackson with a twist, right? With a San Antonio, Texas, MJ fans, this is it. A Michael Jackson dedication. A one-time Michael Jackson dedication? We just need a good two sentence. Nobody likes reading these days, bro. Trust me. Just two sentences with a quality. Now you're good. Two sentences, quality promo, minute promo. That's it. That's all people need. The first 7 seconds got to be impressions.
I'm at the sources. Remix.
My man just went through his dictionary. And then we're planning on hitting that ad every Monday through Thursday, at least. For an extent. So me and you would probably be pitching in like maybe $7 probably a week, maybe. $7 to $9 a week. So that ad could stay up.
Yeah.
And we need it. Because basically it'll be working for us day and night while we could do other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, ads are important, bro. It works while you're not working. It's like our virtual assistant for now.
Yeah.
And we need that ASAP. And me sharing it as a company helps both of us because it's not really me personally and it's not you at all. So it'll be perfect. Nobody knows what's going on or what's happening.
Intermingle, interweave, blend, fuse, mingle, stir, weave, and mix.
What did you put the source for? For what words? Mixed. A Michael dedication. A Michael Jackson. I'll put I can put a dedication. Yeah, because I already put Michael Jackson in the beginning. Michael Jackson fans, this is it. A dedication. Enhanced. Oh. Enhanced. Or Michael Jackson with the dedication with the twist? That's what I said earlier. You want that?
I think that. Yeah.
With a twist. With a twist, and then how do you close it out? That one's all right. It's not a massive knockout, but I think that's a solid punch. Because if we can knock him out with two sentences, that ad's going to go good.
It's dedication.
It's like we're pitching right here. You know what I'm saying? This is going to determine if we get sales or not.
A unique one-of-a-kind dedication.
A dedication with a twist. What's like words he always says? You always do funny punch shit like that. Like, so what's like a moonwalking, a dedication? I want to put like the Moonwalker Returns January 26th. That's it. They have the promo.
Yeah.
Something right here we need that's probably this needs to be brushed up right now.
Okay.
But then end it with the Moonwalker Returns January 26th.
A diverse?
A dedication or
a hybridized.
You look at the words on it?
Yeah.
Fused.
Hybrid?
I like fused.
Yeah, right.
Fused. Dedication fused with the twist? Dedication fused with a twist. Dedication fused.
Fuck it, I got you. I can't even say it.
I know.
Composite.
A dedication fused.
Diversified.
The Moonwalker diversified. A Moonwalker. The Moonwalker. Le Moonwalker.
The legendary Moonwalker diversified.
How did I word it last time? I said something about the Moonwalker. We just said the Moonwalker returns, right?
Yeah. The Moonwalker diversified. Or the legendary Moonwalker diversified.
What did I just say right now? The Moonwalker what? Enhanced?
Diversified?
The Moonwalker, is that what I just said?
Yeah.
The Moonwalker diversified. The Moonwalker returns live and diversified. Since you have live and amplified on the flyer, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
The Moonwalker returns live and diversified.
Yeah.
Moonwalker. I'm not gonna put that. I'm gonna put January 26th. The Moonwalker. We have it live and amplified on the flyer, but that's cool. We can just use it like that still. Because this will just be for the ad. It won't be like the actual flyer.
Yeah.
The Moonwalker returns live and diversified. Are you just saying yes because you're trying to rush out or you like that?
No, I like it.
The Moonwalker returns live and diversified. January 26, 2019.
Our Mangamante.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I like live and diversified. That sounds cool as shit.
Live and diversified.
Sounds like me and your mom.
Man, diversity.
Next, flyers. What we gonna do with flyers, and what are ideas we could hit real quick? Just because the marketing should start this week. Slowly, at least. Slowly. This will take care of a meat a lot, but just.
Maybe flyers. Have like
physical
the shops have them have like one that they could like have it up.
So.
And then try to have some that we could. That one we should have like in color, maybe like five.
So maybe like 5 to 10, like
five
clean,
to ten,
real,
ten
like Starbucks liable posters, right? Like
yeah, yeah. And then the ones that people could like grab would be like black and white.
Black and white. Okay. Yeah, save money for sure. We don't want to drop that much money on that. We want to drop more money on these, the ads for sure. Flyers physical. So let's do 10, like real crispy flyers. Let's cost like $1, I think, right, for the full patent. Yeah, for each. I'll help y'all with that. 10 crispy flyers for drop-offs. For like actual drop-offs that, and then we need like little cards or something, or something we can leave in stores. Like I think I could leave some in Shoe Palace, maybe the cryotherapy spot I go to, other smaller shops. Maybe like little things we could drop in there too.
What about the?
Because these will be like posters we could keep like that all day or something. Yeah.
And I'll do that.
Tend to keep all day.
I'll do for sure like the DVD shops. Like,
yeah. And then we need like little stacks that we could just leave places or little. Those have to be a medium level also. You know, you don't want it too cheap. Black and white will be like we're performing, we're giving out or whatever. I think black or white still like for giveaways. like with yours, when you hand out a solo one, hand out the production one. Yeah. Solo, hand out the production, black or white. We need like a medium one though, where it's not too expensive, but we need something like for drop-offs. I'll put store drop-offs. I think that should be a plan, a game plan right there. Because what we can do is have the crispy flyers there.
Yeah.
Like what I said here, or maybe try to pitch to whoever, T-Mobile branch or local store branches, where it's there. I can go to Rock's Discount Vitamins too. I can drop off some flyers. I know they'll let me. They're always cool with me though. Yeah, Shoe Palace, but those would need to be the medium ones. I don't want to just leave one posted.
Yeah, yeah.
And my CryoFit therapy, I'll be able to do some of that. I know they'll let me do stuff like that. Yeah, it's all right. And you, and what was, how, and you made that black and white, that size, what size was that?
Basically, it was just like, so I can use 2 to a page.
Right, so what size was that? Do you remember or no?
No, I don't remember. I still have some.
So what do we call that? Like a card size or a voucher size, maybe?
Almost a postcard size.
And is that, and look, Andilla, we could drop them off in the venue, so we need the stuff to drop off in the venue.
Oh, yeah.
Like early
and
as possible.
Around the venue.
Yeah, exactly. So we need available drop-offs that are a little bit crispier than the black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
So we definitely want to do the venue drop-off as soon as possible so their internals could all see what's going on. Like, oh, crap, we got an MJ show coming.
Yeah.
MJ. He'll probably let us leave a cleaner flyer and then the little drop-offs,
yeah,
too. And then those are my three versions of flyers. What do you think so far? Do you have any other... Is there a mini brochure you like to do every once in a while? Or what did you do for... I like the cameo flyer you did. I still have that in my room. You have the... It was a little patented, right? It wasn't too crazy, but it was a little cardboard, right?
Yeah,
you remember
yeah.
how it was?
Yeah, it was cardstock for sure.
Yeah, cardstock. Yeah. It still had like white trimming around it,
yeah.
But it's like you almost filled it up. That one was pretty dope. That one has been in good condition since I've had it. Did you like that version of it? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Cardstock? That's called cardstock?
Cardstock, yeah.
Then any other ideas on physical flyers? How we can... You're the ground hustler, so you're better. This will be mine.
I'm trying to think of something cost effective. If we just do something in color, then we can do something where it's like...
Okay.
Boom. And we just like, we can do like 10 to a page. Boom. Cut those covers up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and people would just, oh, cool. And they're taking, they have all the information like on their mind.
So how will we do that? You just print multiple?
Just,
yeah, no, it's cool. It's
yeah,
cool. Yeah, that's so maybe like strips? Like
something, maybe like strips where they could like use the wristbands.
Little
well.
Wristbands also of that? Strips?
Somehow, I don't know. Just, I'm just
so I put strips. No, that's good. That's what it's for. That's what we're here. Strips. Just multiple on one page, right?
See the, yeah, the thing like... Yeah, multiple.
To multiple one, page,
one. Multiple to one. One page color.
Whatever could fit, cost the whole. Multiple to one color page.
Yeah.
So
maybe even like little fucking squared ones. We can make
little square ones. Yeah. Cards. Mini cards.
Yeah.
Mini cards. Yeah. If you.
Oh, we could even make some on. For $10, I think you get a discount on the business cards.
Right.
Business cards, and they're real cheap.
Like the Vistaprint version?
Yeah, Vistaprint.
Stuff?
Vistaprint.
Like
yeah, Vistaprint. Put Vistaprint on there. Possible Vistaprint. And yeah. They're fast, bro.
Yeah, I have everything asterisk because we're just thinking right now. But we definitely want to at least start one campaign of flyers this week, at least maybe like a Thursday or something.
Right.
Where we just at least try one, maybe do a drop off at the venue just to warm us up. Yeah, we definitely want to get a drop-off going, though. So maybe we can start doing the medium versions where we can probably get 2 to a page and what flyer we're going to use. What flyer are you using?
I like
the general
red.
Mission or the red?
The general mission is real clean, but like the red is...
And what, the people on the bottom?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we can maybe make it a different somehow.
Okay. No. I'm just asking you. I don't mind. I'll use whatever. But it is like an empty crowd. So do you want to promote that type of stuff?
Yeah, but I'm saying we can promote. Let's fill up the seats. Let people know there's still seats available.
So seats still available. Yeah, because I know that flyer has empty crowd. So seats still available. Okay. That's a good way to put it. That's an optimistic way.
Yeah, Rock was telling me what?
Oh, he was telling you shit?
He was telling me shit about that. I was like, hey.
You tell you shit?
Yeah.
I used to be annoyed to talk. I would say that because I was thinking, like, if we promo on flyer, let me just think what pessimist people would think. And they would just think, like, oh, it's empty. Why is he promoting empty seats and stuff? Rock stupid.
There's still seats available, bro.
He said something about it?
Yeah.
I haven't even talked to that fool about that shit. That fool's stupid.
I shut him up real quick, though.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, okay.
That fool's dumb. He's getting way out of line. That's all right. When it comes down to the work, he won't be able to hack it.
Well, let me take a photo of that.
Yeah, it's very sloppy, bro. Just
that's all right.
Talk
that's
to right. But for sure, if you have any funds right now for an ad,
yeah.
Dope. I'll go deposit in my bank right now. Then by the time I get home by the night, I should have a promo. I will do a physical promo and a business promo.
Okay. So how much do you need?
You can go half on a Facebook and an Instagram for this week. Maybe Monday through Friday this week. I'll just make it cheaper, spread out.
Okay.
But after that, we're aiming for Monday through Thursday. So.
Okay.
So for probably like $7 each. For the most part, that'll be the most. So maybe 14, 15.
Like
yeah, because we're going half on Insta, we're going half on Facebook. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we can do that. I'll send you everything how it looks since you don't have face, but I'll show you the promo vid and I'll show you. I'll just keep you up to date with everything else. So I'll keep you up to date with what the Instagram reach. Basically, on the Instagram business profile, it'll show me analytics, who it's reaching, like really probably a lot of hard shit for you to understand, but I'll just give you screenshots of stuff of like how it's working, who it's reaching, and because that's gonna be our money maker right there, man. I mean, we're gonna put money into it, but it's not gonna be a lot. God, like, the venue was cheaper, so we're able to do stuff like this. If it was very expensive, I don't think we'll be able to do that. So that will happen. So I'm gonna do that today, Instagram and a Facebook. If it's too late by the time I release it, I might still do an ad for today. Because starting on a Monday is good, it reaches throughout the whole week. Only this week I'll do Monday through Friday since it's late Monday.
Yeah.
Every week I'll try to meet with you to see if you can donate $7 for each, so we can just at least do at minimal Monday through Wednesday if you're low on funds that week.
Yeah,
so that's at least $8.
Yeah, vending out. We can even get money into trader or something.
Yeah.
I put it down on my notes.
Yeah.
I put it right here.
Yeah.
Marketing money.
I'll be doing the same, so you're not the only one hurting your pockets on that part. It's not really hurting, though. It's a massive investment because it'll be promoting for us while we're doing other shit, like at traders or whatever it is. And then the last thing I had for you was you said you wanted the actual flyer on that, right? I think I had one more thing. Promo video of flyers, online promo, and any other outlines for that'll be the start of the physical promos, and then other outlines for I don't want to talk to you anything about the dancing or nothing. We'll meet for that some other time. One more thing, hold on. Sorry. I have one. Flyers physical. I had online ads, physical ads, and any ideas on emails? Emails. How are you gonna be trying to hustle your email list? Are you just keeping it within your people, or what's going on with that?
Emails.
Your emails, or just that stock email. How are you doing that? Are you gonna be wanting to do pitches, or what do you want to do with that? You gotta let me know your idea.
I like the ones that I made. I mean.
Yeah. So how would you be doing that? So I can write it down.
Well,
get ideas and start.
Texted that to people, and I've also emailed to a couple of recurring clients that I already know.
Right. Like older clients you've had.
Yeah. Like they always show up and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
We will use that for maybe code pitches also. So maybe we can just start emailing people every once in a while.
And it says on there this...
like right now you had that T-Mobile aspect, right? And like I'll text some of my companies that I think would be able to write back that I have on email. Just other people I can't think of the top of my head. But I think that'll be our last, just because I have to figure out what else is your strength right now without social media.
Yeah.
So that'll be emails. We have to. Are you gonna have? You want to just cold email people also, or?
Where would I get an email list though from? Or just people already having my email contacts.
That and just figuring out maybe smaller vendors or just people in general.
That's what that mass email was. They have over 800 more people for the group center people.
So you already sent that to them.
Yeah,
that's already sent.
Yeah.
And he said did he confirm already with you, or you haven't talked to him?
Not yet. I'm asking
him. Okay. Yeah, follow up with him this week. That'd be dope, dog. And then I want to come. And then I want to start talking to the venue people too, because they have their email people or their Instagram and venue. So confirm River Center, or was it Arneson Theater? Right. Arneson Theater. Yeah, so emails, and then any other form of promotion you would think for your aspect.
Physical stuff, like,
more physical.
Yeah.
Just dropping off stores or?
Yeah, stores.
Dropping off stores or store drop off. This is just general now.
Stores and businesses, yeah.
Stores. Yeah. So definitely our bread and butter is going to be physical and the Insta, the online ads.
Yeah.
And bread and butter is just general promo, which is businesses. Any other shows to look forward to? So maybe we could have like a bigger promo. Do you have any aspect? Or even if it's your own?
I'm going to pitch some choreographing too.
Just to have an idea so I can make sure I have, like, we have flyers and stuff so I can stay up to date with you on that.
Yeah.
For your aspect. If I have any like massive shows, I'll definitely promote them too. And if we don't, then our bread and butter is definitely going to be in the... Right now, December is just more choreography stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so as long, if we don't have a store... So just basically promoing at Traders then too.
Yeah.
If we're out there for weather. And then last thing. Saturday, can you do Saturday instead for the practice slash... This Saturday.
Saturday I'm supposed to have the rehearsal for that quinceañera, but
okay. Just so you can send the group to Dom for that. If not, then
or the thing is,
if not, we can do Sunday, but just early Sunday then, 10:30 to like 1:30 or something. Yeah. Can you do Sunday?
Yeah.
You can do Sunday. So let's do Sunday then. Forget I said Saturday. Same thing. If it's cold or it's rainy, let's just do a 10:30 to 1:30. We should do like a Starbucks thing, because I don't think they would want us meeting up on there.
Well,
Iris is going
to be there anyway. She's DJing this Saturday and Sunday.
At Traders?
Yeah, that's where we're DJing.
Okay.
And also...
So then we need to just meet wherever she's DJing.
That day too on Sunday.
Right, then she's having a... Court. DJing on a Sunday?
Yeah, I'm actually the escort.
So then what, how long do you have to be at those spots?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do Traders Village, of course, so Iris is there, but...
So then let's just meet there then, while she's there, so you get two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
So if you're hanging out, she's right there, you can just talk for a little bit.
Yeah.
So you want to do that? What times is she there for?
She's there from 11 to 4.
Shit. I could probably do like an 11 to 1. I got an event that I'm emceeing an event that Sunday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So I would have, I mean, I was gonna try to be there all day, but I would like to meet with Rock there, because Rock's the only one that doesn't understand stuff, so you have to help him out a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, so the Sunday, you want to try that, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, well, she has
an actual practice, and then another little finish up meeting.
No, I don't want to meet in the office, so it's for real.
And where is she DJing at? What area? The same pavilion?
Probably the pavilion.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's going to be cold probably, though. Yeah, maybe we could all just hang out there and just dance a little bit or chill while she's DJing. It'll build crowd around her at least.
Yeah.
Just be that we could be the dancers for her today, for that day. Yeah, so tell everybody that then. Cause you weren't gonna do a show then, right? You were just gonna be with her.
No, I wanted to do a dance. We could perform
at course. That right there in front of her.
No.
Just at your own spot.
Yeah. No, six p.m. Okay.
And then maybe a Thursday also to rehearse with Dom, because we actually get more rehearsal time when it's just us, obviously.
Yeah.
because we need to do the, we'll just start like on Jackson 5 choreo, whatever's the next song. Maybe I could try to call venue to see if we can get more practice time, since it will be cold and we don't have any indoor.
Yeah.
Maybe I could start asking them too.
What's that?
For venue practice aspects. Oh. I didn't want to because I know he's going to charge for using the place. And if he's going to charge, I might as well use like studios that will charge, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to pay any, I don't want to be paying for rehearsals that much. I don't think we need it that serious.
No, I think that's run through our own the whole thing
at
least a couple times before we go
into space. Yeah, right. And I'm thinking, but like, what can we, when it's cold though, the only thing we just need a spot.
Bro, there's some dope spots. The parks that I went to yesterday, there's so much room, bro. I didn't realize how much room there was.
And that was you rehearsing for your choreography? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So she has to be there at 11 to 4.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say we do that.
So, I'd say 10:30 just
for setup time.
Yeah.
That's Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we need that. But by today, also, I'm just gonna be choosing angles in which you look good and videos that have the most crowd, man. I mean, we're not gonna get too specified on that because we keep trying to perfect, but nothing's gonna get done.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna choose like dope clips that look, you know, and I'm a beast at editing already, so I'll just. As long as clips that have good angles on you, maybe some moonwalks, night times, day times, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just a minute. That's all we need, man. Bunch of highlights. Doof, 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 doof. And then boom, MJ remix. I'll probably have it ending like with the audio like, who's back? Because I don't really have, oh shit. Like a big old freaking thing in the world look. Look, big ass tire in the road. Look, you see it?
Oh,
big old tire in the road, bro. I slack it, dog. I'll be pissed. They start honking at the tire. Is there anything else, or are you good?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the time.
For her?
For Saturday.
Oh, her wedding time?
Saturday she has to be there
too. Oh, okay.
11 to 4.
Oh, you gotta put it in your schedule one bit.
Yeah.
Hey, cute little sharing schedules. She has to go down your schedule and highlight it in pink. cute little couple tied up schedule. Damn. Yo, Don roasted you though when you're like, for the way you make me feel, you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna follow around. He's like, oh yeah, look what you do in real life. That fool roasted you on that. That shit was funny as hell, dog.
Now let me just. Since you just fucking sitting here, keep poking your ass up. I'm just gonna give you ideas of like stuff I'll be putting on. It's all the fucking blogs, bro. I'll probably do like that mansion. Well, the mansion didn't have that much crowd around, sort of. But you just taking pictures with people, like that's. Let's see, hold on. I have this one for sure. It's probably like one of those. How much people there is, that's why.
Yeah.
I want to have Rock there, I'll do the other ones. I'll have like you hanging out with people. It'll be real quick flashes.
Yeah, kind of like how the montage in the beginning of the
mic. Right, it's just going to be fast. Yeah. That's all it is. It's going to be fast.
Yeah.
But I want every aspect. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'm gonna have you with people taking photos. I'm going to have you performing. And just one quick audio track you would like. That is pretty cool. That'll be my last for the online ad, for the video I'm gonna put up.
I think who is
you're not gonna get much of a choice with the video choices, but I'll give you the audio choice.
I think, who is it? Sounds really chill.
Which one?
Who is it?
Who is it? Is there a mix of that, or? You said it's chill. You want a chill song?
Well, what do you think?
Nah, man, it should be like super, like as amped up as song you can get. Like an Immortal song, but just not the Immortal actual mix. Like those medleys are dope. Is there any medleys of like his actual tracks or just Jackson 5 stuff?
Oh, like a whole mission?
Yeah, like a mash. Do you have anything of like there's a mat like that? Maybe that I can one. Throw that audio of that Evolution on mic, right? One, yeah. I might throw that in there. Let's just have you dancing, just have the music playing. I might use that one. Is he cool with that one?
Yeah.
Like the beat. Yeah, because I can just I'm just going to throw like literally like 2 second clips of you. Because I have enough to probably have a 2 second clip of you of everything I got.
Yeah.
From Tonic Jam all the way through. Like,
yeah.
Cool? All right. Well, I think I'm pretty much done. If you need my card. Yeah, I'm pretty much done. I gotta go do some other shit. Plus, I need to work on that video. It's gonna take all night. You good? Or you know?
Yeah.
Set a rehearsal day also.
No, that's Thanksgiving day.
Nah, not next week. Hell no.
Oh, this week. So this week.
This week, yeah.
Thursday, what time?
Your mom. Dom can make it. He said he has his schedule in the group message. I haven't even looked at it.
I think that was just 1 week, though.
How the hell do you want us to go off 1 week?
Let me take a photo of that.
This?
Yeah.
No, this is the extra. You want the actual one?
I already took a photo of that one.
Just.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you good? Bitch. We both said,
We did 1:30 to 4 last week.
Okay.
We actually did until 5. But.
Nah, we don't need to go that far. Hell no. It just needs to be straight to the point now, since we already sort of outlined.
Let's do two.
Keep outlining. Keep outlining.
Sometimes you can
put two, and then put Jackson 5 routine / bad. We need to just have like really pinpoint shit we're doing now. We ain't got no time. It's gonna be boom, boom, boom December, and that's already a month to our shit. Yeah, just put Jackson 5 / bad. Finish up bad. And just whatever else, except yeah, just leave it like that, just so we at least know exactly. And we finish outline on Sunday with Rock, so Rock already knows he could shut his mouth, not be miscommunicating on you or anything. He knows when to have his mask on now and stuff, so can't say nothing. Anything else? Because if not, then I'll probably just see you Thursday. And the thing is, you just gotta get used to it. We might be doing multiple meets, but I'll try to make them as short as I can, so we don't have to fucking be all day and shit.
Alright, let's see. Just Dom schedule, I guess. Man.
Maybe circle like another Saturday or something. Maybe Saturday during the day there, since you have nothing.
Well, I have a rehearsal with Kingston Yannick.
Then you need to circle another asterisk day, since that's Thanksgiving. Maybe the day before Thanksgiving, then. Because if that's the case, so we can get at least one rehearsal a week. One on minimal is probably going to barely make it. That's what I'm saying. So maybe the Wednesday, maybe asterisk.
Let's try Tuesday.
Tuesday next week. I should be all right. I should be all right.
Just put
day, though. Like maybe 12 to 3 or something. 1 to 3. Why are you looking at me like that? You got your lunchtime date?
Come here. 1:30 to.
Your daddy duties?
1:30 to like 3:30?
You take care of probation officer duties? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm just gonna use that Evolution of mic audio then. I just won't get it to where he signatures his name all loud and shit. I'll just get it to where the songs are playing. Cool?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. I hope y'all are able to grasp some information off of that. That was just me within that meeting in regards to just really letting you all know the importance of Instagram and everything it can provide, especially today, and especially myself. I've been able to win a lot off of Instagram. Thank y'all so much, and I appreciate it. If you know somebody out there that needs some of the knowledge,
feel free to share it. I'm not asking for anything. Just hope they can really get the point across. It'll mean the world to me. And those of y'all that are rating my podcast, that also is very, very much a lovable thing for me personally and genuinely. So I appreciate y'all, and I'm excited to share some more stuff with you all and excited to share my journey. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.